Partner Pledge Day edition of the Best 5 Minutes of the Day. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
And maybe as I try to reach out to one of our listening friends this morning to get him on the other line, you could talk about radio, and we appreciate you being on with us for this 5th year. It's hard to believe. It's kind of the start of, you know, like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Like somebody got peanut butter in the chocolate in the peanut butter, and boom, radio magic was born. But talk about what it's, you know, the chance to connect with folks, getting to know folks, Donna, Cody, Keith, Jerome, so many friends that we built up across radio land.
Okay, you can do that. Yeah, you bet. So it's been fun. You know, Mark and I think, met many years ago over our mutual love for Larry Crabb, and kind of progressed into starting to do radio stuff. Years ago, it was Front Page, where I'd come on once a month and we would talk about Larry Crabb. And, you know, this is, as Mark has said, over the last 5 years, become part of this every weekday morning, most of the time, just getting on and talking for 5 minutes. And, you know, it's fun as good friends to be chatting and talking. But I think, as Mark had pointed out, the other great thing about this...
I'm back with you, just so you know. All right.
Yeah. The other great thing about this is, as Mark said, connecting with people who I might not otherwise have connected with. And, you know, it's just, it's nice to know that there's a community out there that you might not otherwise meet.
Plus, it's like your morning forensics, because extemporaneous speaking, you just never know what topic I'm going to throw out to you.
You know, I think that's the challenge, is kind of how do you just talk about stuff. I did a thing a number of years ago. It was called 1 Minute Speech, where you had to stand up and they gave you a topic and you just immediately had to start talking about whatever they told you about. And it was a really fun thing.
Yeah. Well, we got Keith on the line this morning because he already has been a partner pledger, and he's been a fan of the Best 5 Minutes of the Day with us from the outset of the WIB Wake Up Show. Keith, good morning.
Good morning. Keith, I do enjoy this segment every morning. I mean, you're always learning something, and I'm not surprised when Jason said that he did the 1 minute speech. Because, yeah, I think some mornings you throw stuff at him like, holy cow.
And Keith, the reality is, Mark sometimes doesn't give me any heads up about it, and so
heads
I'm like,
up?
Okay.
I know you don't.
Yep.
Well, I think last Friday...
Well, that was even like this morning, yeah.
We talked about solving the world's problems 5 minutes at a time. Last Friday, I was like, how does prayer work? And please explain the relationship between Christians and politics. And that was after the greeting and before we got to the Book of Acts. So, yeah, that was a lot. So
Yeah, well, I'm surprised how much you can get in 5 minutes.
Me too, for sure.
It's always very good, just so you know. I mean,
thank you.
I mean, I really wish I could be able to read the book. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it just isn't possible. So, I mean, I get the pieces of the book this way.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
And Keith, without being overly specific, but I know you'd appreciate our prayers in terms of just some health challenges you're facing, right?
Yeah. I have surgery on the 21st. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, I would appreciate prayers for that. I have concerns, but, you know, the prognosis is good if we do the surgery.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I do have a form of cancer going. So people that know me, they know, and it's just...
All right, well, we know it's good to have, you know, in this segment prior to Jason, it was just somebody reading a devotional, and we kind of thought, hey, how about a consecrated kind of a relational devotion, if you will, and that's what it's led to.
Yeah. Well, it's like a group Bible study for 5 minutes.
Right.
So love it. Yeah, it's great stuff.
Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
All right, and let's go to the Bible study portion here this morning, even on Partner Pledge Day. And again, we welcome our partner pledgers. We're going to have Paul from Willard in studio with us, sharing his testimony after 6 this morning. We got Acts chapter 9:17-19 today.
And that says, so Ananias went and found Saul. He laid his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road, has sent me so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, Ananias went to Judas's house and finding Saul there, laid his hands on him and said, Brother Saul, Lord Jesus, the one who appeared to you on the road, sent me to you so that you might regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. As Ananias concluded, scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he saw with fresh vision. He stood up, and Ananias baptized him. Then he ate and was refreshed. He stayed for a while with my disciples in Damascus. Beloved, like Saul, I have given you new eyes, new life, and new strength. Live in that reality. Final thought.
Yeah, I think, again, I think that metaphor of the God giving Saul new eyes is so important. And we have to, how do we see ourselves in that story? And to realize we've been created anew, I think, is so important as part of this. And how do we look at the world as those who've been touched by the love of Jesus?
Good stuff. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. Talk to you tomorrow. Hey, Sue, congratulations to her and Eau Claire. She gets our first pop-up gift today, and it's a $10 Quick Trip gift card. So congratulations, Sue. We thank you so much for those two partner pledges. Keep them coming, Sue Stewart. We got eight more to get to by 7 this morning at 723-2555. But Paul is here from Willard, sitting in studio to unpack your testimony, Paul. The floor is yours, my friend.
Well, hey, I appreciate the opportunity to come on air and to share with all the listeners, not just my story, but a story of how good God really can be and is. You know, I think of the song by Zach Williams, Looking for You. Trying to pack my testimony down to 10 minutes, I thought of that song. And I just thought about throughout my entire life for 40-plus years, how I was just searching for purpose in a place in this world where I could feel that I was worth something. And searching through women and love and marriage, I went through stages of doing music, which put me into the bar scene pretty heavy. With that, started rubbing shoulders with motorcycle clubs, which I ultimately joined, which ultimately led into a lot of crime and anger and hate, a lot of drug use, the abuse of that lifestyle. And with my second wife that was with me through that period, that was a short-lived couple of years that we decided to get out of that lifestyle. But moving out of that lifestyle, had to substitute all these things with something. And I substituted it with drinking and money. I started a trucking company, and I was making really good money. But with that, I was gone all the time. And when I was home, I was drinking, which pretty much eventually just pushed my second wife away. Had to sort of crunch the first 42 years up into a summary there, because I feel that Lord wants me to tell you about the last 5 years of my worldly life. After my second wife left, I dropped into a hole of depression and loss, and I pretty much gave up that purpose and that hope. My brother Lyle moved up from Milwaukee, and he worked for me as a dispatcher, and he was a drinker, and he had his own issues he was covering up with alcohol. But through that 5 years, we hit the bottle pretty hard. I couldn't deal with the loss. I couldn't deal with life. And as things progressed, the drinking got worse and worse and worse, to the point where I'd wake up in the morning shaking so bad that I couldn't even make a pot of coffee. I had to have a couple drinks in the morning just to steady my hands to pour a cup. And throughout this time, my brother Dale would come up from Milwaukee, which seemed to be every weekend. But he was a believer. He didn't come and preach to us, but he just hung out with us, and I called it little Jesus seeds. He would drop these little Jesus seeds throughout this 5 years. My daughter started going to youth at Northridge and Marshfield, and she would consistently ask me to go to church, and I'd refuse because I was usually too drunk Sunday morning to even think about starting a car. But Easter 2021, she got a hold of me when I only had a couple drinks in me. And yes, I did go to church intoxicated, but they had a series called Hope of Heaven. And it intrigued me enough to make me want to continue to go to them four services. That fourth service, God had his hand in that whole weekend. That Saturday was the prom. We couldn't find a DJ for the kids because of COVID. So I drug my old DJ system out of the shed, and I agreed to do it, but the stipulation was since I did become the town drunk, I had to do it sober. So that morning, I had a couple drinks left in my bottle. I finished that bottle, and I went and finished that prom sober. But by the time the prom was done that Saturday night, it was too late to buy liquor in Wisconsin. So God allowed me for the first time in my adult life to go to church sober that next morning. During the worship service of that morning, April 21st or 25th, 2021, the song Hope of Heaven came on, or not Hope of Heaven, House of Miracles. And in that song, the Holy Spirit took a hold of me, and I just gave it all up. I just couldn't do it anymore. I tried everything in my own power to have some sort of sense of worth. There's a purpose in this life. And I just distinctly remember telling God, if you want this worthless drunk, you can have me. And a weight came off my back. A warmth filled my body. And I knew at that moment I was forgiven. And after 47 years of hell, I found my heaven. That next morning was the most profound part of this. I was sitting there drinking my cup of coffee, and I just looked at that cup in front of my face, and it was as steady as a priest. I realized at that moment that the day before I was forgiven, but I was also finally found through the healing of my drunkenness, my withdrawals completely gone. I have yet to this day, 3.5 years later, had a desire for the taste of alcohol. I finally, after 47 years of searching, found in that moment what I was searching for, a peace and love that you can only get through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Wow, that is a powerful story and a dramatic one. And I got a song ready to go from Mac Powell and we've got to get to here on WWIB. Shaking things up, Paul from Willard is our guest in studio, and he welcomes your questions about his testimony as well at 715. Well, probably the best thing is if you want to go on the air with us, 723-2555. Same number you can call with a partner pledge today. It is Partner Pledge Day. We do this once a year, and we're doing it today. And again, Paul, remind people about. Thank you so much, my friend, brother, for sharing that incredible testimony. I just can't help but think about the Apostle Paul. You're probably named after 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. The old is gone; the new is coming. Boy, you've lived that out, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, the blood of Jesus can wash away all of our sin and cleanse all of our unrighteousness, and we just live our lives with the gratitude attitude. But what's the challenge you and your wife have to the listeners between now and 7 o'clock?
Well, yeah, the first 10 people that pledged the $103.70, we will match.
Yeah, so it's you're saying, folks, again, you've heard us say this before, $103.70, not today, not this week, not this month, but you're saying you'll be good for it between now and the end of the year. And so far, Sue and Vicky and Sherry, where are the guys this morning? We had Keith out of the gate early, but Sue, Vicky, Sherry, thank you in your respective cities of Eau Claire, and Whitehall. But we could use another one this morning, 723-2555, another seven, actually, if we could, between now and 7 o'clock. So seven before seven in the next 33 minutes. Picking up on the challenge from Paul and his wife in Willard this morning. We're at four and building, but you and your wife so generously, Paul, saying you're going to match 10 partner pledges if we get those between now and 7 o'clock. So thank you for that. But also thank you for your testimony for people. That's going to be included in the podcast at wib.com after the show. And so we had that in the last half hour, but we pick it up from there. Share a little bit more with me.
You know, my story doesn't end there. I mean, I was healed from drunkenness. I pretty much hit the ground running. But if we remember back in my story that my friend, my brother, that drank with me, he didn't quite follow the same path as I did. Well, throughout that next year, my older brother, Dale, would keep coming up and spend time with him. And my brother just, he just couldn't let go of that alcohol. He it was too much of a crutch for him to get through his day. And I understood, you know, and so throughout time, all of a sudden in September of 2022, we got a text message from him to ask us to all pray for him. And again, my daughter had to step in, and she went up to the hospital. She was said she felt the Holy Spirit say that she needed to talk to him. And she went to my brother, and she said, you know, Uncle Lyle, you want everybody to pray for you, but when are you going to pray for yourself? And that profoundly struck my brother through what he told me and what she told me, which ultimately led to him repenting of what he did. But see, the story of my brother is a little different than mine. He waited too long. October 3rd of that year, I got the text message that my brother went to be with the Lord. And I felt so much guilt. I felt so much confusion, not understanding why God could heal me from this addiction, but wouldn't heal my brother. I didn't understand why this was going on. And at his funeral, I spoke at his funeral prior to that, putting together what I wanted to say. I heard the Lord speak to me, and he said, Paul, this is why. He goes, I want you to go tell everybody your story and tell your brother's story. That no matter what stage in life you're at, I'm here. Whether it's early enough for you to continue to serve me, or if it's right behind the time I need to bring you home, I'm here and I'm willing to forgive as long as you are. So my brother's story and my story is my testimony, which I feel that I'm called to bring to the public and bring out to the people and to tell, to let everybody know that it doesn't matter how bad life is and how what you all did, God loves you, he has a plan for you, and he's willing to meet you where you're at. You have to do nothing for it.
Great stuff, Paul. I appreciate it. Your sincerity and vulnerability and your faith journey and God's transforming power in your life is really really something. And your challenge as well, you and your wife today with this 10 partner pledges from 10 different people, not just the number, but we've got some more because Don and Barb in Elk Mound, thanks to them, with a partner pledge. So that's another one. And actually, another one of our pop-up gifts goes to Barb. She gets the Jesus Revolution DVD and digital to share. So congratulations there. We'll continue to be sharing those gifts throughout today here on WWIB, like a $25 Famous Dave's gift card, a $50 Down to Earth gift card, those $10 Quick Trip gift cards, $25 Hy-Vee card, and a $25 family fare as well. And so we welcome your pledges, more of them between now and 7 on WWIB. Looks like we're catching up with some of the other ones coming in on the listener line. So thanks so much to folks stepping up there. Randy and Stanley and Todd in Rice Lake, we'll get to you. Marty in Chippewa Falls. Others, looks like, in Chippewa Falls, and even Marcy in Bloomer. But you say Micah Tyler's Different is a song that you really appreciate, Paul.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I first turned my life over to God, I mean, I literally was the town drunk. Mm-hmm. And all I could think about is, what are people going to think about me? Are they going to believe me? Are they going to look? How are they going to look at it? And I was listening to your station, and that song came on. Mm-hmm. And I went, wow, that is so powerful, that music, that how it just it always seems to be there when you need it. Mm-hmm. And that song hit me real, because I was different. Mm-hmm. I was changed. And it took a little bit, but people accepted that, and things are a little bit better in town now.
Hmm. Power of the music. Great music and lyrics you can trust. Micah Tyler on WIB. Partner Pledge Day. Yeah, one of our great musical gift offers during October Connect Month. Today is Partner Pledge Day. It happens once a year, happening this year on Wednesday, October 9th. And joined in studio by Paul and Willard. And his challenge this hour on Partner Pledge Day, again, a pledge of your pledging. We're asking you to pledge $103.70 between now and the end of the year. And so we started off, Maryland started us off before today even rolled around in Ladysmith with three pledges. Then Keith
Early this morning, had him on about 5:45, and he had a couple of pledges from Owen. But then, Paul, you came in with your pledge and your testimony and your challenge. You like these challenges, Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like these challenges. So 10 by 7, and we've got 9 people because it started with Sue. She had 2, but you're like 10 people. Vicky with 1 in Eau Claire, Sherry in Whitehall, but then Greg and Sue. But then let's get the splashing going. We've got Don and Barb in Elk Mound, and they went away with a pop-up prize. And then also Randy and Stanley. And Todd in Rice Lake. And also Marty in Chippewa Falls. Yeah, all jumping in with a pledge. And then Marcy in Bloomer, in Eau Claire, not 1, but 2. So thank you to Marcy as well. Marcy in Bloomer, I believe it is. So, yeah, Marcy in Bloomer stepping in there with those 2 pledges. So let's get more splashing going on because it's just fun, right? It's fun to hear the splashing. And I got to say, you know, I grew up in Milwaukee, and mostly my family listened to an information station that was the flagship for the Bucks and Badgers, the Brewers. That's really how I got to be a Bucks ball boy. I heard about a contest there my senior year in high school, and so that's still kind of a cool deal I got to do. But, you know, Christian radio, my grandma listened to a lot, and it was just like they said, only sacred music, and it was like organ. Yep. I mean, it was just really. And WIB has got the contemporary music and a lot of fun and personality, right?
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's not just the music that I get out of it. It's, you know, God really graced me with an amazing wife. Mm-hmm. And after 47 years of the way I used to live, I have to relearn how to be a husband. I have to relearn how to do that. And a lot of the stuff, just like on Focus on the Family, teaching me different ways that I should treat and be a good husband. Mm-hmm. It's not just the music. It's your programming, too, that just has touched my life personally.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, we got to celebrate because we got a 10th. We met the challenge, Crystal in Chippewa Falls.
There you go.
There she goes, our 10th pledger. But some of them had multiple. Marcy had 2 in Bloomer, and Sue had 2 in Eau Claire. So, smarter. I think it's about 18 already. And that means we met the quota. So that means that, what does that mean from Willard, Paul?
We are going to be issuing a $1,037 to match that. All your money has been doubled.
There we go, folks. Lots of splashing going on here all morning long. And then we're going to have the cannonballs, too, with those gifts, that the pop-up gifts that just kind of randomly, the people who are tallying this, it's Sue, and later it'll be Michelle and Carol throughout the day. And they'll be letting us know who went away with extra goodies, extra prizes. Like the $25 gift card from Famous Dave's, or maybe a $50 down-to-earth gift card. We've got a $25 Hy-Vee and Family Fair still to give away. Well, Paul, you had a wonderful testimony earlier. Anything you want to add on that here?
Yeah, just for folks, I mean, it's really hard to come into a radio station and crunch this whole thing down. I do have a full testimony that I do speaking engagements to. My next one will be the 29th of this month at Pizza Hut in Marshfield. The group, a few of the churches have a men's group that gets together, and I'm the guest speaker for that. So if anybody's interested in actually hearing the full testimony in more detail of how God has been so good to me through my life and how he's working through me and my brother's story, me and my wife really feel called to do more of an evangelistic thing with this and to share my story, just to keep sharing the love and mercy that only God can give us.
Absolutely. I got to say, your story, we were talking about artists we like and appreciate here, and it's been a lot of fun to be at WIB since 1985 and share the journey with this guy who just won his 60th Dove Award on Friday night. Are you kidding me? Stephen Curtis Chapman. No better place than the road that leads to heaven. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
We're at 30 partner pledges with Alan Withy chiming in. So, wow. How about that, huh?
Thank you for jumping into the partner pledge pool, Al from Withy. And thank you so much to everyone who's made that partner pledge. And again, if you're just joining us, just rolling out of bed, a partner pledge is your pledge. Again, you can give that gift today. You can give it sometime before the end of the year, but your pledge that before the end of 2024, you'll support the Ministry of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcast Incorporated, or WIB Inc., with a tax-deductible gift of a suggested $103.70. So again, you can do that today. You can do that next month. You can do that before the end of the year. You can split it up over 3 months. But today, we're just looking for at least 100 people to give that pledge to say, I will support the ministry, God willing, with $103.70 before the end of the year. And so So we're at 30, and we want to see that number continue to climb toward our goal of 100 or even beyond it.
Absolutely. So we're saying 50 by 8 o'clock, but we'd love to, you know, do that by 7:30 if we could, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you can call at 715-723-1037, 723-1037, or you can leave a voicemail or text at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. Again, you can get a hold of us by email or social media, whatever works for you. But again, it's just that pledge saying, hey, by the end of the year, I'll give $103.70, Lord willing, to the ministry to keep 20 Christ-centered, gospel-driven programs that can't pay for their own airtime on the air here on WWIB.
We've been so busy and action-packed with Paul's testimony and more this hour. We didn't get all the comments that went with the support, like Todd and Rice Lake saying, I enjoy starting each day, Halva, with you and Caleb. And he says, I challenge my Rice Lake friends to join me in showing WWIB some love today on Partner Pledge Day. He says, thank you all for your ministry. You know, Paul had that wonderful challenge, 10 partner pledges by 7, and his wife and him would match that, which they did. So we're so appreciative, but maybe somebody else has a challenge.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe you have a challenge too, where you say, hey, I want to match, want to ask other people to match my donation, or vice versa. Maybe it's from a certain geographic area. Maybe you want to give a gift in honor of children or grandchildren, or, you know, maybe how many years you've been listening to the station, but you want to try to extend that challenge to others as well. We welcome that, and we'd love to hear from you. Again, use that voicemail line at 715-396-1670. How has this station been part of your life? How have these programs affected you? I heard Paul on the way in talking about, yeah, not just the music, but the messages and the programs too. As he said, that's impacted his life as a husband. And you know what? As a spouse, as a parent, as a believer, how have these programs positively impacted your life? We'd love to hear those testimonies as well too, along with your pledges. But again, giving that testimony is such an encouragement.
Absolutely. Thanks to so many generous givers already this morning here on WWIB.
We say jump into the partner pledge pool, right? And so we play that splash each time someone says, hey, I'll do that partner pledge before the end of the year. And so Paul and his wife had that challenge to try to find 10 people who'd give at least one or more partner pledges. And then they said, we'll give 10 partner pledges as well. So we've got some splashing to do to account for that. I think I counted right that that's 10 splashes for the 10 partner pledges. Thank you so much to Paul and Nicole from Willard. Thank you, Paul, for sharing your testimony, for your generosity to the ministry.
Cannonball!
Well, what does that sound mean, Halvo?
That means that we've got ourselves a pop-up winner, and Jackie goes away with a $20 Famous Dave's certificate.
And again, you never know when those mystery pop-up prizes might pop up as just a little extra thank you for your Partner Pledge Day pledge. And again, don't forget to take advantage of the gift offers when you make good on that partner pledge as well, too. Some great ones here in October. But yeah, Jacqueline from Duran wins a $20 gift certificate to Famous Dave's. So how about that? You can enjoy that at Famous Dave's in Eau Claire, some fantastic barbecue. So that's just one of many, many mystery pop-up prizes. It's a little extra incentive, a little extra thank you for your generosity during Partner Pledge Day.
Yeah, you never know who can go away with that. So keep those calls coming at 723-2555. Our goal of 50 partner pledges by 8 o'clock this morning. We need your help.
And seeing another one here, so we got to play a splash. Maureen from Cumberland, great to hear from the Island City, and I guess that kind of fits in with the splash, the partner pledge pool party here. We're saying jump on into the pool, the water's fine, even on a chilly October morning, and thank you so much, Maureen, for that, again, partner pledge.
Trucking on here, working our way towards 50. Help us out, WWIB.
We're at 33:17 away, and again, 34 minutes left in the hour. We're trying to get to 50 before 8 o'clock. Toby Mac, Nothing Sweeter, WWIB, 15 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we need 14 pledges if we want to get to that next plateau 14 pledges in 15 minutes, 715-396-1670 or 715-723-1037. You can call in, and again, your pledge, you don't have to give it right away today. You certainly can, but it's just a pledge, again, between you and the Lord, that before the end of the year, you'll give a suggested $103.70, just like our main frequency, 103.7, a suggested $103.70 to the nonprofit ministry of WIB Inc. or Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcast Incorporated before the end of the year. And I said we need 14 in 15 minutes. 13 now in the next 15 minutes, or maybe it's 13 and 14 minutes. As Rose, she just texts in from Phillips. Great to hear from Phillips. She says, I would like to pledge today the $103.70. She says, I love Christian radio. It was awesome to get to go to One Fest for the first time this year. Hearing the songs on the radio have such a special meaning after seeing the artist perform them. Thank you for all that you do, and may God bless you again. Rose from Phillips. Thank you so much, Rose. And again, we've been saying jump into the Partner Pledge pool, the pool party today on this once-a-year day, this Partner Pledge Day, where we're trying to get 100 partner pledges for the Ministry of WIB Incorporated to supply those needs. And there's the next splash. Thank you so much again to Rose from Phillips, 715-396-1670. If you'd like to text or leave a voicemail, you can call in to Sue as well at 715-723-1037. And all we're asking for today, again, is your pledge that before the end of the year, it could be today, it could be by the end of the month, could be by the end of 2024, but your pledge that you'll support the Ministry of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, again, with that tax-deductible gift before the end of the year. Looks like there was another mystery pop-up. You never know when those mystery pop-up prizes might come. And guess what? Rose from Phillips, not only are we so grateful for your pledge today, but you just won a mystery pop-up prize, the DVD of Jesus Revolution. Fantastic, fantastic film. And Halva, we'll go through some of our other pledgers so far, but great to hear, I think, as far north as we've heard from so far, Rose from Phillips, and she wins a mystery pop-up. And there could be more of those. In fact, there will be more of those all throughout the day.
Yeah, that's fantastic. North, south, east, and west. We want to hear from you. Here at WWIB, let's keep Sue busy. Let's get to 50 by 8 o'clock at 37 right now.
Yeah, so again, we need, 13 pledges, 13 pledges in 12 minutes.
Yeah.
13 pledges in 12 minutes.
Fine. Marilyn in Ladysmith started us off even before today with 3 pledges. Thanks so much to her.
Thank you so much. And again, just a quick note as well, too. You can give the gift today, but if you're pressed for time and you just want to, again, give that pledge, that only takes a moment as well, too. So again, as Halva mentioned, 715-723-2555 or 723-1037 or text us at 715-396-1670. Where you heard from Keith from Owen with 2 partner pledges.
Yeah, and that was great. We had him on the air this morning at 545. Sue in Eau Claire jumping in with 2.
Vicky from Eau Claire with a pledge. Sherry from Whitehall with a pledge as well.
Greg and Sue in Chippewa Falls with 2. And Don and Barb in Elk Mound with 1. And they went away with one of the mystery pop-ups.
Randy from Stanley had a partner pledge this morning. Todd from Rice Lake also with a partner pledge. And I remember he said, hey, let's challenge other people from the Rice Lake area from up north. Let's challenge them to get in on this as well and show their appreciation and love for the ministry.
Yeah, and we also heard from Marty in Chippewa Falls, Marcy in Bloomer, and Crystal in Chippewa Falls.
And Marcy had 2 partner pledges. So we're getting close. We're getting closer to 50. Thank you for the flurry of partner pledges. Would you help us? We're just a few away now. What is it? Maybe 6 or 7 away. 715-396-1670. If you want to text that in, help us reach our goal by 8 o'clock. Well, we had a flurry of partner pledges before the end of the hour, Halvo. And again, I think we're about 3 short. We were trying to get to 50 by 8 o'clock. And what a wonderful flurry of generosity. And I think it looks like we're at 47 now. So we'll get caught up and we'll thank those wonderful folks who've given so far. In fact, let's do that. As we're saying, jump into the partner pledge pool. And we play that splash again when folks jump in. We got to say thank you to Shelley from Shatek for a partner pledge. Also need to say thank you as well to Crystal and Ben from Chippewa Falls, because Crystal said, you know what, we're actually going to do 2 pledges. So thank you so much to them. Also, we heard from Adam from Chippewa Falls with a partner pledge. Thank you so much to Adam, to Beth from Elk Mound with a partner pledge. And still waiting on a name from another one who texted in at 715-396-1670, but another partner pledge there as well. And I think we've got them all caught up here. Well, actually, let me check.
I see Pam. She lives outside of Hayward. She gave almost three partner pledges.
All right, so we got to do extra splashes for that. So one, two, and almost three here as well. Thank you to Pam for that wonderful generosity as well. As we're getting closer and closer to 50 now, it looks like we're at 48. So, yeah, getting very close to hitting halfway to the goal of 100 partner pledges or more by 6 o'clock. And we'd love to just keep on trucking, Hava.
Yeah, we want to get a new goal here. So, I don't know. You're good at goal setting. What do you think? We're going to be on till 9 o'clock. It's 8:07.
Yeah, so we're at 48 now. So, I don't know. Can we get to... what do you think, 65 or 70?
I think 65. Let's say 65.
65 partner pledges by 9 a.m. and focus on the family. And again, 20 Christ Center programs here on WWIB that are not able to pay for their own airtime on a commercial radio station. What you are doing is you're sponsoring, supporting those. And like we've been saying all morning, Havel, this is a pledge. It's a pledge day today. It's once a year this happens. Once a year, partner pledge day. And so it's your commitment that before the end of the year, we're not going to follow up with you about this, but between you and the Lord before the end of the year, you'll give that suggested $103.70. It could be in increments. It could be at one time. It could be today. It could be December 31st. But you're just saying, you know what? It's between me and the Lord, but I am going to make that pledge today. So again, it's simple. It's easy because it's just a pledge today. If you want to, again, pull out that card and want to make that gift today or walk in with it or mail it in, you certainly can. But today is just a pledge day.
Yeah, no obligation. Today you're just letting us know here. This is a day we're asking to be encouraged. Put some wind in our sail here. Let us know. Help us get to those 100 partner pledges. Let's get to 50 and then to 65 by 9 o'clock.
That's CeCe Winans. That's my king. WWIB, it's 12 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's a beautiful partner pledge day. And you know what? We just got a lot closer to our goal of getting 65 pledges before 9 a.m. So you know what? Because of the blessing of the Lord, we may need to revise that goal. But we're still three away. And let me tell you how we jumped all the way up to 62 partner pledges. It's because we just heard from Michelle from Fall Creek. And Michelle says, and she's, again, their family is just so wonderful. I got to meet them at one of our Summer Smiles events, and they like to pledge in honor of their grandchildren. And you know what? I was thinking it was 14 last year. Was there another grandchild born this year? I should clarify on that. But in honor of 15 grandchildren and the legacy of that, they want to give 15 partner pledges. Again, a suggested $103.70 per partner pledge. So thank you so much to Michelle. So we're going to play all those splashes in a moment, but I see Agnes from Menominee. Oh, we know Agnes. Agnes is a good friend. And so Agnes from Menominee just called in with a partner pledge. And again, you can call or text at 715-396-1670. That's the text and voicemail line, 715-396-1670. You can do that, or you can call in live to Sue or Michelle at 715-723-1037. But here's the splash for Agnes jumping into the partner pledge party pool here today. And we're saying jump into the pool. The water's fine, even in October, right? So jump in. And again, every time you hear a splash, it's another partner pledge supporting 20 Christ-centered programs here on the airwaves of WWIB. That's what your tax-deductible giving to WIB Inc. or Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated does. It keeps 20 programs on the air. We're a commercial radio station, but we don't ask those programs to pay for their airtime like commercial programming normally would. Instead, we trust that through the nonprofit of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated, those will be provided for through you, our WWIB family. So again, thank you so much for your pledge today. And it's just a pledge. It's a pledge between you and the Lord that before the end of 2024, and almost three full months to do that, before the end of 2024, you'll give that suggested gift of $103.70. Maybe you divide it up into increments. Maybe give it all today. Maybe give it all at the end of the month or end of the year. But thank you so much to that. So now I'm trying to count here and make sure that I have enough splashes for, again, the Krugers from Fall Creek and their 15 grandchildren. So let's jump into the splashes here. Here we go. For 15 grandchildren and 15 partner pledges. I counted right, but 15 partner pledges. Thank you so much to Dick and Michelle for your wonderful generosity, and again, for the grandkids. And I just love that, Havel, because they're pledging, saying the legacy of WWIB over 50 years is something that's made an impact in their lives, but also in children and grandchildren's lives as well, too. And so I love those gifts, looking forward to the next generation, saying we want to make sure the ministry stays strong for years to come.
You know, and I really appreciate you playing all 15, because it gives us a real sense of how many pledges that is. So thanks so much to them. And yeah, we need to recalibrate and come up with a new goal. Thank you so much, Dick and Michelle.
And one more thing. We also had a mystery pop-up, and you know what? It worked out that Michelle actually got that mystery pop-up. Michelle from Fall Creek, a $25 Hy-Vee gift card.
Nice.
A mystery pop-up prize. And again, those are coming up all throughout the day today. We never know when they're coming up, but again, it's just a little extra incentive to pledge day today on Partner Pledge Day. You never know when you might get that extra sweet little thank you. So $25 from Hy-Vee, but we've given away gift cards from Quick Trip and Famous Dave, some DVDs and digital copies of Jesus Revolution. I think there was an Unsung Hero one in there as well, too. So again, just some wonderful pop-up mystery prizes today.
That $25 for Hy-Vee will come in handy if she has all the grandkids over.
I know, right? You can go get them some treats, or, you know, they've got a great produce section there at Hy-Vee as well. And isn't that kind of what we're doing here today for Partner Pledge Day, asking you to be a part of something bigger, part of what God's doing through this ministry at WWIB for the last half century plus. And so, again, we're asking you to consider 715-723-1037 or text 715-396-1670 to consider saying by the end of 2024, I'll give a suggested $103.70 to the Ministry of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Today, it's just looking for that pledge from you. It's between you and the Lord. We're not going to follow up or bother you about it, but would you make that pledge? Would you take that step of faith today? We would love to hear from you so much. And again, our goal is to get to 75. Our overall goal is 100, or we'd love to blow past that by 6 o'clock today. But again, so many of you listening here in the morning, and we'd love to get to 75. We are 12 partner pledges away, and maybe that's one person or six people doing two partner pledges, or maybe that's a dozen of you doing a partner pledge apiece. But again, would you make that pledge? So we've got half an hour. We've got half an hour to see 10 more partner pledges. Maybe that's one person. Maybe that's 10 people. Maybe that's five people giving a couple. But would you help us get to that next plateau, that next goal?
Absolutely. You know, just like baseball, right? You got your power hitters, but then you got the other people doing what they can. And that's what it's all about. And so I can remember past years, Caleb, getting to maybe the upper 60s, but I don't ever remember getting over 70. Can we get to 75? A lot of people are ready to work in school, but help us out. Sue's ready to take your call at 723-2555 or the talk and text line at 396-1678. Again, all you're doing today is pledging, all right? No money expected. You get between now and the end of the year to come through with this.
And one quick note before we get to weather, too. I think what I love about this is I'm right there with you that I don't remember us being at this point this early in the day. And we want to smash that goal of 100 partner pledges. But I think what amazes me so much, again, about all of you, yes, but about our God more so, is that, yeah, the economy's been pretty rough, right? Inflation's been very, very difficult. And it seems like, no, we should be down this year. We should be struggling more this year. And instead, we're seeing God supply. And he's using you all to do that. What an encouragement it is. What a testimony, yeah, to us here, but to everyone around, too, to see the way you all respond, to say, hey, God supplies my needs. God supplies the needs of WWIB. Mm-hmm. And the way he's using you is fantastic. So again, in a year where it's like, yeah, it makes sense that maybe we would be way down. Instead, we're up, and all the glory goes to him.
Yeah, as the word says, that we are co-laborers with the Lord. So he works through people.
And we're hearing lots of this today. Then jump into the Partner Pledge Day pool. And that one was for Brian from Menominee that got us up to 65. And again, we're trying to get to 75 or more by 9 o'clock, Havel, but I didn't get a chance to make that splash for Brian, who's making a splash with his generosity. And also, we need to do this as well. How about another mystery pop-up prize? And that one went to Petra. Petra from Stanley wins a $25 gift card to Family Fair Grocery Store. Congratulations, Petra.
I know Petra, and saw her at One Fest, and I know she's appreciative, and I think still enjoying, or somewhere along the way, she enjoyed those. She'd won a year's supplies of Pizza Hut pizzas along the way, too. So And you listen to WIB, and you're a winner in more ways than one.
You never know when those pop-up mystery prizes could be coming all throughout Partner Pledge Day today. And again, we're about 25 minutes away and 10 pledges away from our goal of hitting 75 before 9 a.m. and 100 or more, Lord willing, by the end of the day. A couple challenges out there, things to mention as well, too. Thank you so much to Agnes from Menominee, who's a monthly partner of $103.70, but wanted to give an extra one today. So thank you so much to Agnes for that.
Uh-huh.
And also Al from Withy, who made a pledge earlier, then called in with a second partner pledge of that suggested $103.70 and putting a challenge out to retired teachers as well, too, to step up as well and support the ministry. And so thank you so much, Al, for that wonderful challenge.
Thank you, Al. Appreciate your long time. Faithful listening and getting involved here on Partner Pledge Day.
Again, we are 10 away from our next goal. We'd love to go beyond 75 before 9 a.m. and focus on the family, but we have 24 minutes now, 24 minutes to see 10 pledges. I mean, we're getting a little bit closer. So again, Jan from Chippewa Falls, and again, we've been saying jump into the Partner Pledge Day pool. So thank you, Jan from Chippewa Falls, who Havel pledged earlier. And she says, you know what? I'd really like to make another pledge because I'm now home all the time and I listen and love your station, everything about it. So thank you, Jan, for that generosity as she says, hey, I did one partner pledge and God's moving me to make another. Thank you, Jan.
I think we've seen that on about three different occasions this morning. That's fantastic.
And here's a message from Linda as well, too. Thank you to Linda for jumping in. And Linda says, I will pledge $103.70 before the end of the year. She says, I'm blessed to listen to you each day since 1991. Wow. She says, I always tell others as well, thank you, and encourage others to listen to your programming. I enjoy Focus on the Family, your morning program, as well as afternoons with Sam and The Drive with Dawson, as well as evenings with Betsy. She says, love you, WWIB. Thank you for sharing Jesus. So thank you so much to Linda from Chippewa Falls for that pledge. And then, Havel, I'll let you read the one there from Crystal, if you would.
Yeah, from Crystal this morning, she said, we want to make three partner pledges for each of our daughters. They wake up with Mark on the radio every weekday morning. They listen to words of encouragement and fill their hearts with Christ-centered music. From the moment they wake up, they look forward to each birthday and hearing their name on WWIB. Crystal says, my hope is the constant messages from WIB is setting the foundation for a future relationship with Christ that can withstand all the hardships of life and help them remember God is always there, even when it feels hard to see. That's fantastic.
That
Thank you,
amazing.
Crystal.
Thank you to Crystal and to Ben. And so they actually gave a couple partner pledges earlier, and now we got to play some more splashes as they want to make a pledge for each of their beautiful daughters. There's one splash. Here's the next. And one more as well, too, as we're saying, jump on in. The water's fine on this somewhat chilly October morning. Jump into the pool. For Partner Pledge Day. And Havel, that's getting us closer toward our goal of 75 partner pledges by 9 a.m. It looks like we're at 69, so six away with 12 minutes to go.
We can do it. Six more, and somebody could do that, or maybe you get 5-1, 4-2, 3-3, whatever it is. Let's get it done.
And
we're up to 70.
Up to 70. All right. So let's see.
Mary.
Hold on. An order of business here before we get on to that. Thank you, Mary, but I forgot to do this. All right, that means there's been another mystery pop-up pledge during this Partner Pledge Day pool party, and that one goes to Crystal from Chippewa Falls, and thank you so much again for the incredible generosity. And so, you know what, Crystal and her family, you know what, take those three daughters to Avenue Orchard. We're giving you $20 in a gift certificate for Avenue Orchard, and Havel, they've got the caramel apples and, you know, the jams and the jellies, the baked goods. My kids love their cookies. They've got apple cider slushies, so many things to enjoy. $20 to spend. Congratulations, another mystery pop-up winner.
There you go, Crystal. You and your kids are going to love that.
And again, before we get to a quick break here, Mary from Alma Center, as you mentioned, got us up to 70 within five partner pledges of our goal. Thank you, Mary. And again, she's listening live from McFarland, Wisconsin, taking care of a three-month-old granddaughter. So thank you so much.
That live streaming is there. You can hear it worldwide at WIB.com.
Thank you for helping us get closer and closer to the goal. We now have about 10 minutes to get five more pledges.
Sue Stewart's been just outside here since she beat me here to the station this morning, Caleb, and she just added Alina in Withy. And so with that one and the four we just mentioned, it takes us to unofficially 77 partner pledges.
And we got to get a double splash here for Bob and Brenda.
And don't forget Alina.
Yeah. Oh, wow. All right. Alina as well, too. So Alina, Thank you for that partner pledge as well. And Alina calling in from Withy. So thank you so much. And you know what? Her dad, Al, did one pledge, called in with another pledge. And then Alina with a pledge saying, yeah, I see you, Dad. And I'm going to step up and support the ministry. And I know their family has listened to the station for decades. And so thank you so much for your amazing support.
And again, this means a lot to us. I think of Carol Stewart, who heads up every month. I mean, month after month, she's got different gift offers, incentives for the giving. And I know she's going to be blessed. She's probably walking on air this morning because, again, we're going to hand the baton to Sam, right? And he'll be on both sides, kind of sandwiching Pat today in the 11 o'clock hour. And then Dawson finishing up on the drive. And I think Carol will be in with him. But, hey, let's keep it going all day long. We want to get to 100, but let's blow past that to get to 120 and beyond, huh?
That would be amazing. And, again, thank you so much for giving evidence of God's goodness and provision for this ministry through your generosity today. You can keep it going at 715-723-1037 with that partner pledge of a suggested $103.70. You also can text in or leave a voicemail anytime at 715-396-1670. We'd love to hear a voicemail testimony as well about how the programming of this station has been used by God in your life. This is WWIB Hallie Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Havo has been a great partner pledge day. We'll see you again for it next year.